Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Trixie Walker, and I am your host this morning, along with my mastermind partners. We have Belinda Washington on the phone. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning.
And I believe we have Shanika Shea. Shanika's there. Please say good morning to all of our listeners, Shanika. Okay, well, I'm sure Shanika's out there. She is our right-hand man. She's out there working the back office. So we will wait for her arrival or when she can jump in at any time. Again, I am Trixie Walker, and I will be your host along with my mastermind partners. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group, and we're here. I'm here in my virtual studio, and they're in their virtual studio, so we're doing this all virtually this morning. I know that we have been discussing the topic of faith, and this is our fourth week. Wow, it's been 4 weeks already, ladies. And we're so excited and energized this morning, this Saturday morning. I'm energized, happy, and eager to go. We're on the air with all of you, so I invite you to call if you're on this call. Call, text, email your family members and friends. Tell them that we're on the air right now, and they can join us via the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders with an S, or by phone. You can call 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in our chat room, and you can also go through your Facebook page, look for International Masterminders, and I will be reviewing that and responding to that site throughout our phone call. So go ahead and make a comment, let us know that you're listening, post a question there as well. Today we will start or continue our discussion in the Think and Grow Rich. We're going to continue recapping Chapter 2 on faith, which is the second step to riches. And before we get started, we're going to have Belinda Washington tell us, our listeners, a little bit about International Masterminders. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic over to Belinda.
Thank you, Trixie. Good morning again, everybody. The International Mastermind Association, IMA, is a group of like-minded individuals who come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit in coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort. We come together in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We also come together to share knowledge with one another, to support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives, and they are spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or Facebook, International Mastermind Association. follow us by liking our page. We want to say hi to the founder, president of IMA, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the master builder, building mastermind. I'm sure she's out there listening with all of us and with all of you, and she may join us at some point during this broadcast. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Belinda. I am not sure if Miss Ann McNeil is out there. Ann, if you're out there, just say hello to our listeners this morning. Okay, well, I'm sure Miss Ann McNeil will jump on at any time, so we're going to continue on. I just want to thank you again, Belinda. And I want to reiterate what Belinda said, that IMA really is based on the book of Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the most influential books of all time. It points the way to personal achievement, to financial independence, and to riches of the spirit beyond measurement and mere money. The riches that we discuss in the book and in our discussions here today and every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio need not be thought of only in financial terms. There are great riches in lasting friendships. There are great riches in harmonious family relationships. There are great riches in sympathy and understanding between business associates and in inner harmony that brings peace of mind, measurable only in spiritual values. The philosophy of Think and Grow Rich will prepare you to attract and enjoy these higher things in life, but only and only if you are ready for them. So be prepared, therefore, when you expose yourself to the influence of this philosophy, to experience a changed life, which may help you not only to negotiate your way through life with harmony and understanding, but also to prepare you for the accumulation of material riches and abundance. The gift of this book is this: all achievements, all earned riches, have their beginning in an idea. So if you're ready for the secret, you already possess one half of it. Therefore, you will readily recognize the other half the moment it reaches your mind. Again, good morning, listeners. You are listening to IMA Blog Talk Radio this morning. The Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group has come together, and we have been reviewing Chapter 2 on faith. And we will continue our discussion this week, and we will also continue our discussion next Saturday. So we do want to invite you to attend and go back and listen to some of the previous shows that we've had. But every Saturday at 8 a.m., we have a mastermind group presenting one of the chapters, one of the steps to the riches out of the Think and Grow book. I just want to tell you a little bit about myself, and then I would love to hear our other mastermind members tell you a little bit about themselves. I am so excited today. I am a co-author in a book of No Glory Without a Story, and I am also in the process of completing my own book, which is titled Self, A Wonderful Life, A Guide to a Wonderful Life. And today I have the opportunity to be part of a Ladies in Literature, where it's similar to a book signing, and I have the opportunity to present No Glory Without a Story to others. So this is a great opportunity for me. I am a author, a coach, and mentor, and my passion is working with young women or young moms and helping them find their ideal life. I help to inspire them to want to do more and do better, because that's what we all basically have in us. We all strive to do a little bit more. I am also the executive director of a women's networking group called WOMTEC, Women on a Mission to Earn Commission, and we believe and we strive to keep our priorities in order of faith. Notice how faith comes first, our family, and then finances. We do that in that order without feeling guilty about it. We meet in West Palm Beach, Florida, at the Embassy Suites off of Belvedere in Australia. We meet every second and fourth Wednesdays of the month for lunch from 11:30 to 1. It is a great experience. We allow everyone to come together and just be themselves, just be women. We help each other grow personally and professionally. So I invite you to find out more about us on the web. You can go to www.woamtech, which is WOAMTEC.com. Again, I am Trixie Walker. And Belinda Washington, I'm going to pass the mic over to you. Just give a brief introduction.
Good morning. My name is Belinda Adams Washington, and I am an ordained minister. I had the privilege of pastoring along with my husband, Vincent Washington, in Atlanta, Georgia, for about 5 years, and that was prior to us moving back to West Palm Beach, Florida. This is home for me, and currently I serve as the assistant pastor to my father, Reverend James E. Adams, at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church located in Riviera Beach, 868 West 9th Street, Riviera Beach, Florida. And so there I am actively involved in the ministry part of the church, teaching. I've also had the opportunity to counsel and do other things in that line. During the day, I am an accountant, and I'm also a CPA, so I work on that side as well, handling different things. But I work with the government, so I really don't do other services for people or businesses individually. But I do that a lot as well. And then personally, I am a mother of four. I have my husband, Vincent Washington, and I have four children ranging from the ages of 22 down to 14. And so helping them to just be the best that they can be and be all that they were created to be. If I can sum my life up, one thing I would say would be I just believe that God does everything with a purpose. He's a God of purpose. And so if you were allowed to be born, you know, you were not aborted. You did not. I had one miscarriage early on in my marriage. You were not miscarried, but you made it through the birthing process, and you made it to see another day. When God has blessed you to see another day, know that He has a purpose. You're a very special person. You're a unique individual, and God has a purpose. So set your mind out to fulfill the purpose that God has created for you. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that this morning, Belinda. Now, is Shanika, are you out there, Shanika? I want to give Shanika an opportunity to jump in on this call with us. No worries. And Ann McNeil, if you're out there, raise your hand for us. And also, I forgot to mention that, a little housekeeping rules. If you want to speak with us, raise your hand by pressing 1. And once we open your mic, you press 1 to lower your hand, because if you have another question, we want to make sure that we address you at that time. So I do see a hand raised, and I'm thinking that's Ann McNeil. Ann McNeil, if that is you, you are on the air.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And as always, Trixie, the Masters of the Mind, you're doing a wonderful job all month in the month of June. So I want to thank you on behalf of the International Mastermind Association. And, of course, I am here Facebooking, Twittering, blog talking, texting, emailing people to encourage them to please come on the show, because you are live right now and sharing the principles and philosophy of Napoleon Hill from the book Thinking Grow Rich. But I want to remind all of us that all success principles come from the book. So Napoleon Hill's book has created more millionaires than any other book ever written, next to the book. And just in case we don't know what the book is, it's the Word of God from the Bible. So I just want to encourage all of you for Masters of the Mind, to just continue to what you're doing, because you cannot imagine how many people that download your show and are listening from all over the world. So thank you, and I'm signing off until later on during the show as I continue to text and post and encourage people to join in. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ann McNeil, our founder. She's my mentor. So thank you. I'm going to go ahead and mute your line, so if you have another question, you can press 1. But at this time, press 1 so that I can take you off. I do want to mention one very important event that's coming up, so I want you to save the date, mark it in your calendar, write it down, put it on your wall calendar. The Masters, International Masterminders are having their mid-year membership, and let's see, it's going to be August 18th. From 9 a.m. to around 3 p.m., this is our annual mid-year meeting. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites in Boca Raton, and you can register at www.internationalmasterminders.memberlodge.org. That's the link that you can register at. And, again, this is our International Mastermind Association mid-year meeting, where this is a meeting where everyone has a chance to come together and share their goals of what they've been working on throughout the year, how far they have come. And I could tell you the very, very first time that I attended a meeting, it was the mid-year meeting. It wasn't the annual. I mean, the annual, all kinds of masterminds just come out. But the mid-year meeting, I was blown away. I mean, they have a section for the youth group, and I was just blown away about how these kids are coming together and they're masterminding and they're setting goals and they're achieving these goals and they're going higher and higher. I mean, the energy in the room, you can just feel it. It's just like an energy wave. It's like everyone's just doing the wave around the room. I mean, that's how excited that meeting is. So if you have a chance to attend it, whether you're masterminding right now or you're not, I suggest that you attend just to get a little bit more feel of what we do here at International Masterminding, because one mind is okay, two minds is great, but when you climb more minds together, I mean, it is an awesome, awesome thing to experience. Okay, I just do also want to remind you again that you are listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and we're here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders with an S. So, again, we're going to continue our subject here on faith. Now, I must say, and I'm sure a couple of you, when you first read this book, it was probably, okay, Think and Grow Rich. Ooh, I'm going to get money. I'm going to, you know, how can I, you want to find out all the secrets of how you become rich. And when you start reading the book, you're thinking, okay, and then you read a little more, it's okay. This, and basically, everything that we're going through is telling you how you can become, you know, get those riches. But it's not all about the money. So if you don't have a copy of Think and Grow Rich, I suggest that you get that. In this book, we have talked about faith. I mean, we've also talked about faith throughout the Bible. And I'm going to start right there because in the Bible, it says that everything should be done in faith. Faith is a gift of God. Faith produces confidence. And faith is the opposite of fear. Faith makes all things possible, and faith is a muscle. I think Anne McNeil says it best that you have to strengthen that muscle daily. So we're going to continue into that. Again, faith can be used in negative and positive ways. So you have to remember, you get what you focus on. When we're all born with complete control of our mind, so whatever you focus on, basically you're going to get. If it's negative, you're going to get negative results. If you continue to focus on positive, then you're going to get positive results. That is very, very important. Napoleon Hill went on in his book to state that faith is a state of mind that can be induced by auto-suggestion. Faith gives life, power, and action to the impulses of thought. Faith is the starting point of all accumulations of riches. Faith is the basis of all miracles and mysteries that cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. Faith is the only known antidote for failure. Faith is the element, the chemical, which when mixed with the power of prayer, it gives one direct communication with the infinite intelligence. Faith is the element that transforms the original vibration of thought created by the finite of your mind into spiritual equivalent. Faith is the only agency through which the cosmic force of infinite intelligence can be harnessed and used. So, we're going to continue with Napoleon Hill. We're going to continue talking about the power of faith. We're going to continue talking about the repetition that faith creates. Once you have, like we call it, or either an I am statement or affirmation that you repeat daily, that is encouraging that faith, that is continuing with that faith. The power of faith. The power of faith. Faith gives those thoughts and desires, it's like a booster rocket. I think Shanika said that best, how it transfers everything into physical reality. So again, you're repeating to yourself daily your affirmations or your I am statement. Just hold on to that, because you just repeat it and it eventually, it just happens. Now, I have a very important question, and this is probably going to raise some questions or some other dialogue that we can go into, and I kind of gave you a little bit of information, you know, about us reading the book and what we've read and what we've gone through. But here's a question. Do you want to be rich? Do you think your faith will bring you riches? There's even a better one. What kind of riches are you looking for? And I'm just looking to see if anyone wants to chime in there, but are you looking for riches? There are good news and there's bad news about wealth, if wealth is what you want. The good news is that God's word does promise riches to the believer. But then there's bad news. The bad news is that it doesn't have anything at all to do with money. I'm going to give you some examples of riches that can be ours as believers in Christ. An understanding of God, the Father, and the Son, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Christ, the hope of glory, is living in us. And through his Spirit, through the faith, we have all the needs that we have. All our needs are met by God, the wisdom and the knowledge of God. So, it all starts with the faith in God. God's word promises us great riches, treasures that cannot even attempt to purchase with any amount of money. It is the riches that we must seek, enjoy, and use to glorify their source, our Heavenly Father. God's word promises riches that money cannot buy. I mean, can you relate with that? Do you have anything to add to that? Let's see, Belinda, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yes, I do, Trixie. Thank you. I was looking at page 66 in our book on the chapter Faith. And
yes,
in that paragraph, the paragraph that begins on that page, it says, Charles M. Schwab's idea plus the faith with which he conveyed it to the minds of J.P. Morgan and the others was marketed for a profit of approximately $600 million, not an insignificant sum for a single idea. And when I looked through this, there were a couple of things that stood out to me as I read the story of Charles Schwab, and I'm looking at it, it started on page 59. And one of the things that stood out to me was when he had this idea, and when he added faith, he had this idea, he had this desire, he used his imagination to see this. And we're talking about here the United States Steel Corporation, which he became the president of. When he brought, when he had this idea, and he, I guess you want to say, almost like put all his forces together to magnify his desire, his faith, his seeing it in his imagination, God opened the door and brought him before a group of men that had financial resources, that had money, a group of billionaires, a group of millionaires in this room, and gave him the stage to present the idea that he had. And this stood out to me because I thought about several people in the Bible, and one that comes to mind that we're all really familiar with is Joseph. Remember when Joseph was young, he had dreams. God began giving him these dreams, and he saw himself in leadership position, and he saw even his parents and his brothers bowing down to him. And he didn't understand them at the time, but he knew that he had these dreams, and he knew that they were coming from God. And so as you trace the life of Joseph, we see how he remained a man of integrity. Even when he was confronted with sexual temptations, when he was confronted with other things where he can get off path and do things not pleasing to God, he remained a man of integrity. And although it took years, because he went from the pit, he went to slavery, he went from slavery to the jail, but one day we see that he comes and he becomes the second in command over Egypt. He comes to a position where Pharaoh says, here, I'm giving you my ring, I'm giving you my robe. Anything that you say to do, everybody will follow you. And we know that's because he was able to interpret a dream. God gave him the gift of interpretation, and he interpreted Pharaoh's dream. Why do I share this? I share this because all of us, including those that are listening in, when you have an idea, remember I started off saying God, he's a God of purpose. So he has given you a purpose when you were born. Your purpose may be to help youth. Your purpose may be to help women. Your purpose may be to help men. Your purpose may be to invent this great creation. You know, think when I was young coming up, there was no internet. You know, we didn't even have computers in our house like today. You know, and now you have internet. You have Google. You have all of these things. Your purpose may be, well, as Ann McNeil, Mrs. Ann McNeil, to bring together a group of like-minded individuals and allow and empower them to be that all God has called them to be. And so we do, even having said that, I add to what Trixie has already said, come out to our meeting that we have, that Trixie's already talked about, because we have great people that are in this organization. Just my short time, I just joined in January, and I've learned so much from Ann McNeil. Just the things that, just the way my thinking has changed so that I can be a better person. And so that's what I see here. I see your idea, it can translate into you having money. It can translate into you having happiness, into you having peace, joy, love, all of those things. But come and allow that idea to draw to you like-minded people and place you in a better position.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Before I go into any further, I wanted to just make sure that I remind you that if you have a question or if you want to chime in at any time, just press 1. And we will open up the mic so that you can speak. We keep the mics closed so that we don't have so much different noises going on and not everyone trying to talk at the same time. But we do recognize that you are out there. So thank you, callers, for chiming in this morning. But if you have any questions or comments or want to chime in, please press 1 so that we can open up your mic. And if you, once you speak, just remember to press 1 again so that we can take your hand down. That way we can recognize you again if you do have another question or comment. I am just so proud to be part of this organization, as well as being partnered with members like Belinda. I can learn a lot from Belinda. I don't believe in accidents. I think it was on purpose that I was put in a group with Belinda and my other masterminders. You just never know what you can learn from someone, and I thank Belinda for sharing her wisdom and what we have so many things in common too, Belinda. So that's a great thing, and I'm so happy to, you know, have to be part of your group and to be part of your circle. Again, you all are listening to IMA Radio, Blog Talk Radio, IMA. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group. You can listen to this and every other show anytime on the web, or you can join us live every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. by calling into the show 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, again, just press 1. Or you can also join us in our chat room. And I'm checking now to see if we have any back there in our chat room. And let's see, do we have any in the chat room at this time? I'm not sure if Shanika, are you out there, Shanika? Are you listening to us? Because Shanika is normally the one that handles our back room back there. So I don't see her on the call, so we'll just continue. So if you're in the chat room, bear with me one moment. I am going to get in the back office there to look. But if you want, you can always call in to the show at 661-554-9219 and press 1 so that we can make sure that we address you. You can also go to our Facebook page, International Masterminders Association, and leave us a comment there or ask a question, and I'll give you a big shout-out there. And bear with me while I get the chat room. So I do apologize if we do have anyone out there chatting with us. I'm multitasking here, and I promise I will address you in just a moment. Now, we're coming to the section in our book, and it's a pretty after-dinner speech for $1 billion. And this is what Belinda had touched on. I see that we do have another hand held up here, so give me one second. Caller, last four digits, 0675. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning. It's Shanika. How are you?
Oh, hey there, Shanika.
Yeah, I've been on here. I'm so used to having the mic open. I've just been like, yeah, and then I realized, oh, no, I'm not on the mic. But, yeah, I think that thank you for recognizing me at this time, because just before you move on to the speech, I just wanted to touch on what Belinda said, in case anyone has had doubts about the value of their ideas. So you know how sometimes we go through life and we have an idea and it pops up, and we kind of dismiss it, or we mention it to somebody and they kind of laugh and giggle, or, you know, just things like that, and so we drop it, we never really pursue it. And then maybe a few years down the line, we come across that exact product or idea or whatever it was, and we say, oh, my God, I had that same idea. And we see that we missed out on the benefits that someone else took the initiative to bring that idea to pass. So we have that situation where some ideas, you know, people may have in different parts of the world, and it's up to somebody to take the step and make an effort. On the other hand, however, because each of us was created for a purpose, and each of us is tasked with certain things to do from God, there's certain ideas that He pops in our head that if we don't follow up on, the world will never have. I was watching a TV show, and I've mispronounced her name every time, but Salma Hayek, the model, who just came out with that that line Nuance that's in like CVS, you know, the makeup and the like the beauty products, the shampoo, conditioner, and that sort of thing. She was saying in part of her speech that she didn't really want to do it at first because it seemed so obvious to her. The product they were using was, it originated from Mexico. I think it's the Gutigalpa or something like that. And burn victims use it to get rid of scars and that sort of thing. And so it was nothing new or revolutionary, so to speak, but it had not yet been used in beauty products. And her grandma had long since started paving the way with her different remedies, homemade mixtures, and that sort of thing, using the product. So finally, she said one day she was sitting down, and she said, it just doesn't make sense why no one has ever done this before. And she said it dawned on her that she was meant to do it. And it was such a powerful moment for me because we have, each of us has to come to that realization that there are some things in life that we were meant to do. And if we don't do it, we left it undone. So as Belinda was saying with the ideas, and she gave the example of Joseph and that sort of thing, imagine if he would have backed down or, you know, just took it too much to heart when people discounted his ability to interpret dreams. And what if he did give in to those various temptations? What if? We never would have had one of the greatest leaders in history. And the result of him being in leadership was that he not only saved his family that had put him through so much pain, he saved Egypt, the country that he was ruling over and that had actually imprisoned him for a number of years. But he also saved the surrounding nations because there was a severe famine that God showed him was coming, and he needed to prepare for 7 years of feast because there were coming up 7 years of famine. Belinda will correct me if that's not the way it went. And so during the years of plenty, under his leadership, he had them storing so much that during the years of famine, people were actually able to come to them and buy what they needed to survive. And so that's supernatural in and of itself, because if you have just enough grain for your household and you say, I hate to turn your way empty, I'm not selling this because we don't know when we're going to get more. Joseph knew because he had been in touch with God. He followed up on, you know, the different ideas that God had put into him. He stepped out in faith. So to summarize that long train of thought, I just want to encourage everyone to remember, whenever you become discouraged, that, yeah, some things, some people will, you know, bring to pass just because it's in the, you know, it's in the course of the human timeline to be invented. But some things will never happen if you don't get involved, and some things won't happen in a timely manner to where some people say, if I only had that knowledge, if I only had that insight, or if you only had this invention 10 years ago, 20 years ago, look where we would have been. And one quick example of that is women. It so much touches each of our hearts about how we can now save premature babies. But what if that idea had really been in somebody's head decades before we actually had the technology, but they got discouraged or they quit or that kind of thing? Imagine, like, women and the babies would die of very simple procedures. That are simple now, but back then, you know, they just died. That's just what happened. So thank you guys for considering that each of us is created with a purpose, and so we need to be about it. And if we're not about it, we don't see the benefits in not only our lives, but in the lives of the people around us.
Awesome. Thank you, Shanika. Shanika, is there anyone in the chat room that we need to address at this time?
Hi, am I still on?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Yes.
And I am having the worst technical difficulties on my end this morning. I can't even log in. So
okay.
That's why I'm back and forth. I'm actually a caller with this number, and you say, who is that calling? And I said, it's me. But thank you for having me there.
Okay, no worries. So I'm glad that you were able to make it, although you're having technical difficulties. So we'll just continue, and we know that, like I said, nothing's on accident. Everything happens on purpose for whatever reason. So we won't even question that. I do want to continue, though, with the and I think Belinda's touched on this and Shanika's touched on this with the speech for $1 billion. And Belinda, I did want to say, too, since we did talk about the purpose, sometimes I think, like, because I'm doing so many things and we're all doing so many things, maybe our simple purpose is just to live our lives and just be happy and smile at others, because you never know what a smile could do for someone else. Continuing on in the Think and Grow Rich, we learned how the power of auto-suggestions work by, you know, lengthening the story. I'm going to summarize it. In the 1900s, Mr. Charles Schwab had an idea of how to form a million-billion corporation known as the U.S. Steel, as Belinda pointed out. At first, it was just an idea in his head, and he had no background in the steel industry at all. Not at all whatsoever, but that didn't deter him. He put faith into his idea. He put faith into his idea and formulated a plan to carry it out. He had a burning desire for its success. He sought out investors. He put it all together and was eventually made the president of the company. So this is an example just to go to show that desire can transfer into its physical equivalent. Faith is the second step from desire. The chapter goes on to say that doubtless some will say you cannot convert nothing into something. The answer is in the story of the United States Steel. That giant organization was created in the mind of one man. The plan by which the organization was provided with the steel mills that gave it financial stability was created in the mind of the same man. His faith, his desire, his imagination, his persistence were the real ingredients that went into the U.S. Steel, the United States Steel. The steel mills and the mechanical equipment acquired by the corporation after it had been brought into legal existence were incidental. But careful analysis will disclose the fact that the appraised value of the properties acquired by the corporation increased in value by an estimate $600 million. Did I say that right, Belinda? $600 million. And this is all done by the mere transaction which consolidated them under one management. In other words, Charles Schwab's idea plus faith with which he conveyed it to be the mind of J.P. Morgan and the others was marketed for a profit of approximately $600 million. And this is not an insignificant sum for a single idea. So I would love to hear what others think and say. I mean, this simple idea that he decided to carry it on with faith led to this. Anyone want to chime in of an idea that they had or idea that you do have and you're holding back? And what's your reason for holding it back? Does anyone want to chime in or say anything, add to that? Come on, listeners and callers, don't be shy. We would love to hear what you have to say. We want to get you involved as much as you can, because this is not only helping ourselves. It helps me, and I talk about it every week, how, you know, I step out on faith more and more each day, and it's like if a simple doubt or fear comes up in mind, I automatically transform that from negative to positive. And that's mostly how I make it through my day. So ideas, any ideas that you have that you're holding back, I encourage you not to hold them back. I encourage you to find a mastermind group if you're not in a group. I encourage you to get involved with other like-minded individuals. One man, like I said, one mind, one man can work wonders, but you have two or more together, oh, you're creating something larger than yourself here.
Am I still on?
You are, Shanika.
Oh, okay. Sorry to interrupt there. I just wanted to chime in about, you said the idea, and it doesn't have to be rocket science necessarily. I can't quite sure if Angela's group mentioned this on one of their calls or one of our calls or one of the meetings, but just a brainstorming exercise. They told the story about how when they first went into a conference, kind of, you know, coaching business type thing, the speaker held up a highlighter or pencil and said, you know, what is this? And then the new people in the group would say, you know, it's a pencil or it's a highlighter or whatever it was that she was holding up. And she would say, no, this is an idea that has made somebody very rich.
Wow.
And so when we found at the very simple things that we take for granted, paper clips, a pack of paper clips maybe cost you $1, but who in the world is not annoyed when they can't find the paper clip? And you go and you buy your paper clip, it's a staple now. And the same thing with highlighters and post-it notes, who would have imagined, and all sorts of things. I was sitting in the car with one of my cousins this week we went to visit, and she had a new baby, you know. The bottom of the baby's shoes had this clear piece by the toe. And I said, I wonder what this is all about. So somebody even looked at a baby's shoe, a mom probably, or dad, or somebody working with kids, and said, you know, how do we know that these babies are comfortable? You know, we keep trying to force their foot into the shoe, and we press down on the toe, and we just, wouldn't it be nice if, and the rest is history. So now they have baby shoes where you can flip the little baby's foot up, and you can actually see through the shoe to see where their toes are. And still, some people may have laughed at that. Some people may have said, oh, how ridiculous. The way we're doing it now is just fine, just pinch the foot or whatnot. But somebody pressed on, and now that is making somebody lots of money. Now, the thing is with ideas and, you know, what we put our faith in, who we put our faith in, and knowing which one to go for and which one to, you know, leave to the side. I remember when I first started studying business at the graduate level, we had the same kind of similar exercise where we would say, come on, we're going to brainstorm some ideas. And people did not want to give their ideas because they were afraid of these other very bright, intelligent people, and even of the professors there, that they would take their idea and make it come to pass without them. And so the professor gave, you know, a quick speech, and he said, hey, ideas are a dime a dozen. He said, we can sit down and come up with ideas, 1,000 ideas in 10 minutes, you know. But what's priceless is the person that will actually follow up on ideas and follow through. And that stuck with me because his whole point was that even when venture capitalists, when they look for things to invest in, they're not necessarily investing, you know, 100% in the idea. They're investing in the team because those people have to have faith and the drive and the persistence and whatnot to make it happen. You can have a great idea, but in the hands of, you know, kind of a team that's not able to bring it to pass, your money is lost. You can have a pretty shaky idea, put it in the hands of some people that are determined to make it happen, and it will happen. And we're not responsible for whether it made us a dollar or negative $1 or $1 million or negative $1 million. We're responsible for, did we do our best with what we had to bring to pass what we had in mind? And if we could bring that to pass, it's a success. It's a flying success. Maybe the invention was premature. Maybe it wasn't as popular as we thought. Maybe we will just never know. But the value of that, even in quote-unquote failure, which is not, you know, to bring something to the market, the value in that, no matter how the sales go or no matter how it's received, is that once you've done it, you can do it again. And they call it a serial entrepreneurship, you know, to where, like, they start with one company, get that up and going, they go to another. And it's just like a wildfire because you don't struggle with the same as much. I'm sorry, you don't struggle as much with the same stages in the process. You know, certain things become routine, and I'll just give one quick example. I know we're pressed for time, but in the Bible, when David, remember David was the first one to slay up one of the Philistine giants with just a slingshot, a rock, and once he did it, suddenly that hit that generation, his generation and the generation under him became generations of giant slayers. It was no big thing. One of his best friends, Jonathan, you know, they say, hey, we're just going to go up and go against these Philistines. But in the generation before him, that kind of thing was unheard of. So David could have been killed, you know. It just so happened that God wanted him to be alive. But even so, the bravery and the courage to say that, hey, let's do it once, we can do it again. And they even make songs about it. We done it before, and we will do it again, and we will do it again. Hurrah! So that's the important thing about the idea. I just wanted to make that point before we moved on.
Thank you. Well, you guys out there listening, you hear what these ladies are saying. We're the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or on our Facebook page, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. The name of the book that we are studying and reading and basing this calls on is Think and Grow Rich. It's the original version, which is restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. You can find it by the ISBN number 1.593302002. Again, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, International Mastermind Association, and I am Trixie Walker. I'm your host for the month of June. It looks like we do have a guest in the chat room there, so if you're there, welcome, guests. If you have any questions, please chime in at any time. We are coming to the close of our call today, but I wanted to share a story with you, and some of you may have heard it. It is the riches of faith. There was once a poor man who had little more than just, he had no more than the clothes on his back. This poor man sat on a rock beside the road and pondered his future. And he was saying to himself, I sure could use a little help. Then, much to his surprise, a well-dressed gentleman came strolling along the road. Good day, sir. He tipped his head over to him, and then the guy was like, good day indeed, the poor guy said, taking off his stocking cap in return. I say, said the gentleman, you appear to be a bit down on your luck. And then the poor guy was like, never worry. And he says, so I hear you say with your mouth, but your eyes tell me otherwise. I do believe you're just the right person to give this to. And he reached into his pocket and he pulled out this gold nugget, nearly the size of his fist. And this is for you, he extended his hand out to the poor man. The poor man stared at the coin, and he didn't reach at it. He just looked at it. And he said, go on, take it. It's worth a fortune. It will bring you a life of riches. And then the poor man was like, no, but thanks, I couldn't. And then the rich man was like, really, it's fine. I was in your situation before, and I was down to my last dollar when I met this rich man on the road, and he gave me this nugget as I'm giving it to you. And I never ended up selling it, but it changed my faith in myself and in my life, and now I've decided to pass it on. And I'd like you to have it and share your good fortune. And the poor man was like, well, wait, thank you. The rich man said, use it well. And long after the gentleman had disappeared, the poor man sat there and he was staring at this little gold nugget. And Providence had smiled upon his face. He felt rich as never before, but more than he felt confident in himself and his faith in his future. Finally, he put that coin in his pocket, and he continued along down the road. And when he got to town, his luck continued. He was offered a job that very day. And he did that job so well that he was promoted. And before long, he was able to save enough money to buy his own business. Well, moving forward, he later got married, bought a home, raised a family, and somehow through it all, he never once sold that nugget. And so many years had went by, and he, you know, was becoming old. The man began to contemplate whether he should take that nugget that changed his life, and he was thinking of willing it to his children or his grandchildren. But he thought better. He had plenty to pass on to them, so he said, you know what, I'll pass this on to someone who could really use it. And so he put it in his pocket, and he headed on out the door down the street. And as chance would have it, he soon encountered a man who appeared down on his luck. His clothes and his shoes were worn, and he thought to himself, I remember those days. So he walked up to the guy, and he said, good day, sir. And then the guy replied, morning. He said, you appear to be down on your luck. And he said, indeed, I am. Then your luck is about to change, the man said. A very long time ago, I was once where you were, and I had nothing but the clothes on my back and a hope for a better life when I met this gentleman who gave me this. Then he pulls a nugget out of his pocket, and the poor man's eyes just lit up. But he tried to restrain himself from reaching out. And the gentleman, the rich man said, the gentleman who gave me this has changed my life and my fortune. He, too, was down on his last dollar, and someone gave it to him. And then upon receiving it, his luck changed. He never needed to sell it, and somehow I didn't either. So the poor man never took his eyes off that nugget. He could hardly even listen because he was just focusing on that nugget. And so the rich man said, now I would like to pass this along to someone and change in their faith. He held out the nugget. The poor man received it and looked amazed. He said, I don't believe it. It's almost too good to be true. Well, the rich man said, well, may it bring you good fortunes as it did me and the man before me. So the poor man, he didn't wait a moment. He tucked it in his pocket. He ran into town, and he went straight to the assayer's office to have the gold appraised for sale. So the guy looked at it. He said, this isn't gold. It's iron, pirate. And the poor man said, but it brought fortune to the man who had it before me. Well, sorry, he repeated. So the poor man just took the nugget and he threw it, never realizing the riches of faith. So it wasn't that coin that brought these other guys fortune. It was the faith that they had, the faith in themselves. So may you always know that riches of faith, regardless of fortune, is the best. So I tell that story because so many of us are looking at the riches or the money and not focusing on the faith. Now, I do see, Ann, I think that's your hand that was raised. You have the mic. Go ahead. I would love to hear what you have to say.
Yes, thank you, Trixie, because as you read that story, I sat here and I listened to the fact that the book, for me, was the coin that was tossed. And I just shiver at the thought of not utilizing the principles in the book. On the night of December 31st, 1979, when I first read the book, what if I had not moved and acted on what God had put in my own life, and by faith, not seeing anything, but by faith, one person at a time, one goal at a time, one vision at a time, one action at a time, and persistently just staying true to the purpose of what the principles and the philosophy of the book says. But more importantly than that, the book tells us that without a vision, the people perish. And my vision for this organization is coming alive, and it's true, and I'm just living it right now, listening to all of you, and then all of the people who are listening who are also masterminders and whose lives have been touched by the book. I mean, we're just vehicles. I'm just a vessel. And so I just want to thank you for the story because I have just been reignited and re-inspired to just continue and to pursue. And for you, Trixie, I want you to know
that the International Mastermind Association is becoming an international partner with WeBank. And for those of you that can't relate to what I'm saying, Trixie knows exactly the point I'm making. And so all of you will hear more about what's happening. And also, Odyssey Network, the conference that we attended, they're also becoming strategic partners with the International Mastermind Association. So I just want to encourage all of you, especially the three of you that's on, that's hosting this show, that God has called you, each and every one of you, all three of you, for such a time as this. I just hope and pray that you don't miss the vision, but hook your cart and your wheel and your wagon onto this train and really, you know, do what God has called you in your heart to do and have continued success. So I just, you know, I just wanted to say that. You could tell I'm just so full right now because all three of you have just really blessed me this morning. So thank you. And I hope you do have time for other callers, and you can extend the show because I don't want to cut off the spirit when it is moving because, you know, your show is for an hour, but you can extend it to 90 minutes or 2 hours if you choose. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Well, if I don't see any other hands raised, and I don't want to, you know, keep you all on the phone too long here, I do want to recognize our guests in the chat room. Thank you for chiming in. I didn't see any comments from you, but I just want to say thank you. We recognize you. We see you there. Everyone, we're not going to say goodbye. We're just going to sign off for the day. We want you all to go out and have a blessed day, have a blessed weekend. And until next Saturday, we will talk to you then. Again, on the Blog Talk Radio at 8 a.m. Oh, I do see another caller here before we sign off. The caller, last four digits is 3677. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Trixie, as you sign off, I just want to tell you, ladies, you did an awesome job again, and Ann just got me excited, and I'm in the place trying to get my tires changed, so I can't talk long, but have a great day, everyone. Good show once again.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone, for chiming in. Thank you, listeners, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Have a blessed day, everyone.